Hi guys, before I even say anything, I would like to apologize for being MIA. I know I've been quiet on my listeners like for a really long time, and I'm sorry for that. I promise I have a proper explanation for it. So I recently started my YouTube channel with my friends, and I started school again, we opened school, so I didn't know how hard it was going to be for, me to juggle school, YouTube, plus a podcast, plus so many other things. I really didn't know how much work it was going to be until it actually happened. So I don't want to say I abandoned my pod. I didn't abandon it. I felt like I just wasn't in the right headspace to, talk about anything or, talk to you guys about anything, I like to give you guys the good stuff, where my mind is free, where I can actually talk to you guys about sensible things and not just blurting things out anyhow. So, yeah, to my listeners, if you're a new listener, welcome. If you're not a new listener and you've come back to listen to me, welcome to Drip of Dopamine. You're here with Inonge Chabala, your speaker, your host, your favorite. It's me. Anyway, so yeah, in this episode, we're going to be talking about being better. Just trying to better yourself as a person, as a human being, let it be spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever it may be, just being better in general. Have you ever thought of it? Who are you being better for? Are you trying to be better because your friend said you must change? Are you trying to be better because your partner doesn't like how you do this or how you do that? Or are you just trying to be better because you feel there's some areas that you need to fix in your life? I feel like many people do get it wrong. Many people tend to get better or tend to do things differently because other people don't align with how you do some things or how you portray yourself or how you carry yourself. And I don't think that's something that you should carry. If anything, in God's eyes, you're perfect. God created you. And when he was creating you, he knew what he was doing. All those flaws that you have, they make you who you are. I'm not saying without your flaws you'd be, a different whole person. I feel like the things that we go through bring us to who we are. I had this conversation with my friend not so long ago, and we talked about how the things he went through, he said he felt the things that he went through were needed because they brought him to who he is today. He's the reason. In fact, they are the reasons that he's here today. And I feel like our hardships and these tiny flaws or these, these things that we have, our hamashas and just everything, it's these things bring us to a certain place. Without them, we wouldn't be here because maybe, for example, if I didn't go through a phase where I was an alcoholic, I wouldn't know the importance of self-control, where maybe I see my friends drinking and I'm like, okay, I also want to drink. If I didn't go through that, then I wouldn't know the importance of self-control. And introspection, I feel like many of us really need to be honest with ourselves and just see ourselves for who we really are, because if you don't see something for what it really is, then you won't want to change it. Let me say, for example, your bedroom wall, your bedroom wall is white, and it's been white for a really long time, and it's starting to get dirty, and you're like, okay, you're trying to convince yourself that the wall is okay. Yes, it's white and it's dirty, but it's okay because it's been like this for a really long time, so why must I now have an issue with it? If you accept and say, okay, the wall is white and it's dirty and I've failed to maintain white, let me change the color, maybe to gray or whatever, or a color that won't get dirty fast. That's you accepting that something is not okay and you need to fix it. But if you try to make you try to make a certain place a comfort zone, even when you're not comfortable, it's you accepting that things aren't okay and you don't want to fix them. And I think that's not really a good thing. We need to accept that some things just aren't okay and we need to fix them, or rather work on them. And I think that's all about growth, honestly. It's about you accepting that things are changing, yes, you might have been okay with the way you do, in fact, the way you used to do this a few years ago, but now you're a different whole person, and now you've grown, you have a new way of thinking, you have a new way of doing things, you know, maybe you're even in a new environment, so you have to start doing things differently. And like, it's all about you at the end of the day, honestly. It's all about how you feel about it. Who cares if your friends don't like the music you listen to? Who cares if your friends feel you should carry yourself in a different way? If they're trying to help, then yeah, it's okay. But like, if they're coming to you in a judgmental way, saying like, no, you shouldn't be doing that, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I don't think that's okay. But if you feel, it's like, if you feel that the way you do something is okay, and your friends are just like really being judgmental or whatever, then that's okay, honestly. Like, the time for your realization will come, because some people will honestly just try to bring you down for nothing because they're jealous of how you do something. Like, they don't do it the way you do it, so they'll try to make you change the way you do it because they're jealous. And I think like many of us go through that, and we just don't know, so we tend to, you know, start to change because of what people think, what people expect from us. You honestly don't owe anyone anything. You don't have to live up to anyone's expectations. And like, that's just the gist, you know, like, that's just how it really is. So the real question is, who are you being better for? Are you being better for yourself? Are you being better for your friends? Are you being better for your future partner? And speaking of partners, I feel like many people, like, before they get into a relationship, they want to be perfect, they want to be this, they want to be God-fearing, they want to be this, they want to be that. Like, I feel no one is perfect, honestly, and no one is meant to be perfect, and you can't expect your partner to be perfect as well. I feel like a relationship is just two people coming together with their flaws, them coming together and them accepting each other for how they really are. Like, you can't expect your partner to come perfect and, you know, everything that you've ever dreamed of. That's where communication comes in, because you have to tell your partner what you want, what you need from them, and what you expect from them. You can't expect them to just know all this because you guys are together. Communication is very important in a relationship. You need to let your partner know what you want, how you want it done, and why you want it done, if anything, you know. You need to realize that people have their own things to deal with. People have their own things going on. Maybe they used to do things differently in their previous relationship. So maybe they'll carry those things with them. So that's when you teach them to let go of those things, and you teach them your new ways, and they start to, you know, grasp the way you want things done. So you can't really expect people to live up to your expectations if you don't communicate, really. You just need to communicate with your partners, and, you know, and if you ever decide to be better, or you ever choose to do better, I really feel you must do it for yourself. You must really do it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you can try to change yourself and be better, but people, you still won't get that validation that you want from people. People won't always applaud you for something that you've done. Maybe, let me say, like, it's just these small things, like, okay, you never used to spread your bed, and you start spreading it, and, you know, oh, and if I know, let me say it like this, yeah. You never used to spread your bed, and like, each time your friend comes to your room, they're like, ish, your bed looks dirty, blah, 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 you know, such things. Then you start to spread your bed, and you know, like, your friend comes to your room, they notice that you start spreading your bed, but like, they don't comment or say anything. Then you feel bad because you feel like you wasted your time, or you haven't done enough to please them. And like, that's the thing with pleasing people. Don't do stuff to please people. Do stuff for you, because human beings are never pleased, trust me. Even with money, like, if we're being honest, even with money, when we have money, like, we want money, I'll be like, okay, I want this much. When I get that much, I want more, more, and more. And it just shows how human beings are never pleased. So like, you trying to validate yourself through people, or you trying to get, you know, like, approval from people who just have you running up and down all the time, you trying to do this to please this one, like, how many people are you going to please, and how many things are you going to change about yourself to please many people? So I feel like it's all about knowing yourself. Like, someone can tell you this, like, okay, no, you're ugly, but deep down you know you're beautiful. And like, if you know who you are, and you know where you stand, and you know who you are in Christ, then people's comments, people's like their comments, whatever they say about you, really won't get to you, because you know who you are, you know who created you, you know you're beautiful in and out. So like, you really won't feel attacked by people's comments. So yeah, like, if you ever decide to be better, please don't do it for anyone else. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for your partner. Don't do it for whatever. Do it for yourself. And for you to be better, first find Christ. That's what I can tell you. You can try to be a better person. You can try to do things differently. But if you don't have Christ in your heart, then trust me, there are many times when you fall and you stay on the ground because you feel you can't get up or you feel you have to. But if you have Christ in your life and you're doing it with Christ, each time you fall, Christ will be there to pick you up. Christ will be there to guide you. So just give it all to Him. Like, surrender it all to Him. You don't have to fight alone. You don't have to do these things alone. God is the healer. He's the fixer. He's everything. He'll fix you. He'll remove those parts of you that you don't want anymore. Give it all to Him. Just surrender. Humble yourself and just, you know, like, let it go. Let go of everything and just give it to Him. So yeah, what I'm trying to say to you is, if you ever decide to be better, first find God, then make sure you're doing it for yourself and no one else. Make sure you're not doing it to please anyone or to prove a point to anyone that you could be better. Do it for yourself and please yourself. Don't live for others. People won't applaud you for that. People won't always give you what you want. And I'll keep on saying this. People won't always give you what you want. So do it for yourself. Be better for yourself. If you want to be better for someone who you meet later in the future, that's okay. Be who you are. Don't change who you are because of someone else. Just be better. And those who need to appreciate you will appreciate you. Not everyone will appreciate you. And that's just a fact. You won't always be liked by everyone. But those who are meant to appreciate you will definitely appreciate you. And that's a promise. So guys, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope you guys liked it. I really just came to say hi to you guys and just to remind you that you could be better. You're beautiful. You're handsome. You're everything. You're worth a lot. Don't let anyone make you doubt this. Like, don't ever, because you're worth a lot. And this is something that you need to keep reminding yourself, because not everyone will be there to remind you, like, no, you're beautiful, no, you're this, no, you're that. You need to be your number one fan, and that's one thing you should never forget. So yeah, I hope you guys liked it. Make sure you come back for a new episode. I promise I'll be posting more now. And yeah, you know, tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their friends. And for those of you who are wondering what my face looks like, or you know, the face behind the voice, you can go to YouTube, check for Enthusiastic 4, and yeah, you'll see my face. You definitely see my face. And I guess I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.